One of the things that I like to do in the evenings is I get on Facebook and they've got a thing called Reels, and it just goes through. It just has these random things. Sometimes it's parts of a movie. Sometimes it's other things. But one thing that's just I love to come across are people who are just doing acts of kindness. You know, it'll be somebody in the line of the grocery store about to pay for their groceries, and somebody comes up and swipes their card, and their groceries are paid for. Or just stories of, I like to watch a lot of things about World War II, and just things like the people that risk their own lives to save the lives of Jewish children or Jews or whatever. Saw one a while back about a American soldier that was on sentry duty and fell asleep, and a German soldier came up to him, saw him asleep, and then just went on without killing him, you know. And just there's something that just moves me about seeing people who just do acts of kindness, you know. And God's been laying that on my heart lately. And so this morning I'm going to be preaching on a subject I've never preached on before, and I've never heard a sermon on before, and that's on kindness. But as I've looked into it, looked at the Bible, there is an awful lot about kindness in the Bible. And it's a worthwhile thing to just take and do a word search of the word kindness and just go through the Bible and read, because all through the Old Testament, it talks about God's loving kindness over and over and over again. And in the New Testament and the Old Testament, kindness is most often ascribed to God as one of his characteristics. And we're going to look at that this morning, because the Bible says a lot about kindness, and I think it can help us in our lives. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this time that we get to look into your word. Lord, sometimes there are things in the Word that for some reason we just never get around to hearing about or speaking about that are very important. And I just pray this morning, Lord, that you'll speak to each of our hearts on this subject of kindness and the way that we can be kind to others and how you're so kind to us. And Lord, I just ask you to kind of set me aside, Lord, and speak through me and speak directly to our hearts as we look into your Word today. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the things about kindness, if we really look into the Bible, we're commanded to be kind. In the New Testament, in Ephesians 4:32, just as a sample scripture, it says, "Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ has also forgiven you." You know, a lot of times we'll think, well, the New Testament is so different than the Old Testament. But you go back to the Old Testament in Micah 6:8. Micah writes, "He has told you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with God." Not only are we commanded to be kind, it's also an attribute of God. Like I said, it talks about the loving kindness of God throughout the Old Testament. In Romans 2:4, it says, "Or do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance?" And then it is also a fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law." Since kindness is a fruit of the Spirit, that means that when we have the Holy Spirit living within us, when we accept Christ as our Savior, that kindness is one of the attributes that grows on us, just like these other attributes that it has there. And then also, our salvation depends on kindness. Titus 3:4, it says, "But when the kindness of God our Savior and his love for mankind appeared, he saved us, not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out upon us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior. When he says the kindness of God our Savior and his love for mankind appeared, what is he talking about? He's talking about Jesus. Jesus was the kindness of God that brings us salvation. So, all the Bible speaks so much about kindness in so many ways. What is it? How do we define kindness? One thing, kindness is not the same thing as being nice. Sometimes we kind of think of that as equivalent. But you know, you can be nice. And I know what came to mind to me is someone who's just nice to your face and will stab you in the back in a moment's notice. Or the person at work that's always nice around the boss and not so much other times or whatever. Niceness is not the same thing as kindness. Now, kindness can and should be nice, but niceness is not always kind. In fact, even being kind sometimes doesn't feel too nice. There is such a thing as tough love. Sometimes the kindness thing you can do for someone is to confront them in their sin or other things that ultimately would destroy them, even when it's not appreciated at the moment. So, being nice is reactive. It means going through life and not hurting or harming someone. That's nice, not to hurt people, but that's not the same thing as kindness, though certainly in kindness we shouldn't be hurting anyone. It means if you're nice, you'll let somebody come to you and then respond to them. Or you'll wait and not respond to certain things. And sometimes, a lot of times when we think about being nice, it's about what we don't do, what we don't say. James warns us against settling for this in his letter in the New Testament. He said, if a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and be filled, and yet you do not give them what is necessary for their body, what use is that? See, we can be nice and totally useless at the same time. And the Bible tells us that's not the way we're supposed to be. So what is kindness? One definition I found is, kindness is the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate toward others without expecting anything in return. It involves intentional, caring actions. And I think that's the important thing. Being kind is not reactive, it's proactive. When we're kind, we care more for others than ourselves. When we're kind, we work for the welfare of those that we love. When we're kind, it means doing good with no expectation of a reward. And the interesting thing about it is I've seen it said that the kindness that we put out into the world tends to come back to us. But we don't do it to get the reward. But there's just a reward that goes with being kind to others. And it's not just about your friends. It's even more about your non-friends and enemies. The people who hate you. The people who curse you. The people who talk about you behind your back and discredit you. The people who don't apologize for the wrong things they do to you. And the people who mistreat you. In Luke chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus said, love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. And you will be the sons of the Most High, for he himself is kind to ungrateful and evil men. You see, when we're kind to those who are not kind to us, when we are kind to those who mistreat us, to our enemies as well as our friends, then we reflect the very nature of God because God is kind to us. Mark Twain said, kindness is a language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see. You find that kindness is always closely associated with other virtues, like love, generosity, forgiveness, compassion, and so on. In fact, I believe kindness isn't really like a separate trait. Kindness is the other trait, the other virtues in action. Kindness is love in action. Kindness is generosity in action. Kindness is patience in action. You see, you can love and it just be a feeling inside. You can feel generous. And so on and so forth. But in kindness, those virtues are expressed and put into practice. And something that kind of demonstrates this in 1 Corinthians 13:4, and of course, Corinthians chapter 13 is the love chapter of the Bible. But it says in Corinthians chapter 4 that love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant. And where it says love is kind, as it reads in English, kind is an adjective. It is a quality of love. But in Greek, it is love is one word, and it's a verb. We don't have a verb for kind. That would be like saying love kinds, or love expresses itself in kindness. So that's one place in Scripture where that idea that kindness is the expression of other virtues is found. And it's true of the other virtues. And kindness is not just a Christian virtue. The Bible gives us examples of non-believers who showed kindness. An Old Testament example would be the Shunammite woman who provided a room for the prophet Elisha. The Shunammites weren't Jews. They weren't followers of God. But the Shunammite woman, if you're not familiar with the story, she talks to her husband, and Elisha comes through in his ministry regularly. And she said, let's prepare a room for him where he'll have a place to stay when he comes through. And so they did that, and they invited Elijah, and Elijah would come and stay in that room. And after a while, Elijah spoke to his servant and said, you know, what can we do for this woman? She's been so nice to us. And the servant said, well, they don't, you know, they're getting older and they don't have a child. So he prayed and told her that God was going to give her a child. And he did. Now, she didn't give him the room for that. She didn't expect it. But she was just being kind. In the New Testament, Jesus gives us an example of the Good Samaritan in Luke. The Good Samaritan wasn't a Jew. He wasn't a believer. But Jesus uses his as an example of how we are to treat our neighbors as an example of kindness. Because of, even though lost people can be kind, you know why? It's because every one of us has been created in the image of God. And even though sin has degraded that image and distorted that image, you know, God's nature still shows through. Even lost people can love somebody. Even lost people can be kind to somebody. Even lost people can exhibit from time to time the attributes that reflect God's nature. But because of the saving work of Christ and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in us, we as Christians should always be kind. We should always exhibit kindness as a reflection of God's nature. In fact, according to the Bible, we stand in danger of judgment if we fail to be kind. In Romans chapter 11, verse 22, it says, behold then the kindness and severity of God. To those who fail, severity, but to you, God's kindness, if you continue in kindness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. I think kindness is also one of the most powerful means of evangelism. Many of you took part in Kairos ministry by baking cookies. And you might think, well, what good are taking cookies to people who are in prison? Do cookies make a difference in how you can share the gospel? You know, people, a lot of times when you try to share the gospel with somebody, or when you preach to somebody or at somebody sometimes, they can blow you off. They can ignore you. They can get mad at you. But you know, you almost never find a negative response to an act of kindness. And an act of kindness can open doors. That's what those cookies do, isn't it? That's what those packages you were giving out to the homeless in New York do. And that's what our missionaries do when they go and they have medical clinics and teach agriculture and all the things that the missionaries have found over the years. That and I've heard it expressed this way: people don't care what you know until they know that you care. And so acts of kindness are not sharing the gospel, but they can certainly be the means through which we can get somebody's attention to listen to the gospel. One of the in common expression of that is pay it forward. One of the interesting things about kindness is acts of kindness have a tendency to multiply. You know, when somebody experiences a random act of kindness, they are far more likely to turn around and do the same thing to somebody else. I've read stories about someone who was, you know, like a young man who comes into a store and hasn't got enough money to buy something to eat, and somebody that just happens to be standing around goes ahead and pays for some food and gives it to them. And then later on, when they're in better circumstances, they see somebody that needs food, and they go ahead and do it for them. And that multiplies and multiplies. There was a movie one time called Pay It Forward about how somebody did something for somebody, and they did something for somebody else, and they paid it forward to somebody else, and how it just grew and grew and grew. And I think that's one reason why kindness is so important to us as Christians, as we share the gospel, as we try to live for the Lord. One of the things that drew us to this church was the kindness that we saw in your lives, the way you minister to this community, the way you minister to each other. We need to be obedient to Paul's exhortation in Colossians 3, verses 12 and 13. He says, "So, as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving each other. Whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you." Glenn Campbell had a hit song about kindness. Some of you might remember it. It kind of goes, "If you see your brother standing by the road with a heavy load from the seed he sowed, and if you see your sister falling by the way, just stop and say you're going the wrong way. You've got to try a little kindness. Yes, show a little kindness. Yes, shine your light for everyone to see. And if you try a little kindness, you'll overlook the blindness of the narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded streets. Don't walk around the down and out. Lend a helping hand instead of doubt. And the kindness that you show every day will help someone along their way. You've got to try a little kindness." Let me just exhort you to do everything you can to show the Lord's kindness in everything you do, so that when people talk about us and talk about our church, they'll say, "Those are real Christians in that church. They not only believe it and say it, they live it." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that when you created us in your image. And as you are kind, Lord, you created us to be kind. And Lord, thank you for the way that kindness can reach out to the hearts of those around about us. Help us, Lord, to look for opportunities to be kind, especially to those that may be at a point where they don't have much hope. Lord, they're at a difficult time in their life. And Lord, we can show your love and your nature simply by reaching out to someone else. And Lord, help us to be a kind church. Help us to reflect Jesus in everything that we do. And Lord, we just thank you that you choose to work through us, and give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, tonight, Deuteronomy, okay? Yeah, 6 o'clock. And we're going to have our invitation. We just invite you to come. If the Lord's spoken to you this morning, or maybe you've just been visiting at the church and you want to be a part of a church like this, just ask you to make whatever decision you need to make. If everybody will stand.